To help us learn more about taking care of our ears, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today is Fight Procrastination Day. Now, most of us, when we hear the word procrastination, we instantly feel a little bit guilty. We think about the tasks we've put off, the phone calls we haven't returned, or perhaps that project that's sitting half finished or not started at all. But procrastination isn't always the villain we make it out to be. Sometimes it's a built-in pause button. It gives us a chance to step back, let ideas simmer, and even laugh at ourselves for putting things off just a little bit longer. And truth be told, a well-timed delay can save us from rushing into something that we're not quite ready for. Think of it less as being lazy and more as giving life a moment to unfold before you make your move. Here's the other side. When procrastination becomes avoidance, it can steal opportunities that we'll never get back. And in the case of hearing loss, the longer we wait, the more conversations we miss, the fewer opportunities for laughter, and the harder it becomes for the brain to adjust once help finally arrives. I often meet patients who say, "I wish I had done this years ago," because they realize how many small, meaningful moments have slipped away. So, procrastination does have its benefits, but it also has its costs. The trick is knowing when waiting is wise and when waiting is just holding us back from living fully. And that brings us back to Fight Procrastination Day, because fighting procrastination isn't really about the tasks themselves. It's about permitting ourselves to step back into the moments that matter most. Maybe today isn't about doing everything we've been putting off. Maybe it's about choosing one important thing, just one step, and saying, "I'll do it now, not later." And if hearing better has been on your someday list, maybe today is the day to move it onto your today list. Hearing better is opening the door back to life's conversations, the ones filled with laughter, love, and connection. And that's something worth doing today, not someday. So why not start with the simple hearing check? It could be the easiest step you take all year.
Well, Edmund, the next natural question is, how do we reach you to book that hearing checkup?
The easiest way is by a phone call at 416-754-4327.
Let's not miss small, meaningful moments. Let's hear our best. And with the help of Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, we can be put on the right track. So let's not put it off. Let's have our ears checked and then find out what the best course of action is for ourselves. The number again, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. And I will say that if you have hearing aids and they're more often in your pocket than in your ears, Edmund will assess those too. So one call will get you started, whether it's for your ears or your hearing aids. The number last time, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.